Good morning, everybody. Oh man, I hope everybody's feeling all right today. Winter is coming, that is for sure. Hope everybody had a nice, safe Halloween. It was a kind of a strange time. If you're tuning in and wondered what happened with all the trunk or treat stuff that was a plan of ours that just due to COVID and everything else didn't really come together. I noticed a few people were just parked out on the square. I think some people just kind of took it on their own to do some stuff regardless of that, but the organization of that fell flat just because we weren't sure how to get people involved to maintain safety, and the city is only doing a small trick-or-treat time. So we look forward to maybe getting an opportunity to serve the community in that regard next year. But if you're wondering, we didn't abandon ship. It just was one of those things that, given COVID and everything else, was not going to come together for us. So kind of bummed about it, but hope everybody had a safe time enjoying some of this cool, crisp weather. We're still in Mark today, getting ready to wrap up. Mark 12 happens to be a very long chapter when it comes to context. And I say that in that there maybe isn't a lot more verses than usual, but there's a lot going on here. So I'm going to actually do, we're kind of going three and three, Mike and I are these days. My next three sermons will take us just to the end of Mark 12 because the subject matter is so rich. So if you're here and want to read with on the screen, that's great. We'll be in Mark 12, 28 to 34. If you're at home and you have a Bible, please feel free to follow along. And let's go ahead and read, then we'll pray and talk about this a little bit. So Mark 12, 28. And one of the scribes came up and heard them disputing with one another. And seeing that he answered them well, asked him, "Which commandment is the most important of all?" Jesus answered, "The most important is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength.' The second is this, 'You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these.' And the scribe said to him, 'You are right, teacher. You have truly said that he is one, that there is no other besides him. And to love him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself is much more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices.' And when Jesus saw that he answered wisely, he said to him, 'You are not far from the kingdom of God.' And after that, no one dared to ask him any more questions." Let's pray. Lord, as we study this very small, by many measures, chunk of Scripture, Lord, I pray that we'll be able to take any preconceived notions that we have about this, or maybe studies we've done in the past, and set those aside and look at this fresh, Lord, with fresh eyes and open minds and an open heart, Lord. We want the Spirit to illumine us here.